The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. It's Saturday. That would be Saturday, March 28th. It's 3 p.m. And you're listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. I am Sam, and...
I'm Becky.
And how are you doing, Becky?
I'm okay. It's, I guess, my weekend. So I'm hanging around the house and doing some tidying, just like every other day this week.
Well, aren't you doing some prepping for the resumption of non... what have they been calling it? Non-enrichment teaching or...
Right. So I'm a public school educator, and Jay Inslee, our governor, has, during the school closures of these 6 weeks, has ordered that schools come up with a plan for continuing learning and instruction by March 30th. So that's a challenge that a lot of educators and school districts are doing, making sure that that is equitable for the students in our state who may not have access to all kinds of cool remote learning opportunities like Wi-Fi and computers and tablets and things like that. So it's a challenge. And those of us with our feet on the ground in our own homes are definitely involved in arranging that.
So this is the KTQA Daily Briefing, where we talk about briefing and information from the state and local levels about our shelter in place orders, where, you know, and the COVID-19 pandemic, where, you know, Becky and I are here at our house. We're live in our attic. And yeah, so let's get to the briefings. Why don't we go ahead?
Sure. As always, state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online at coronavirus.wa.gov and now in Spanish at medium.com/bienestarwa. And the health department officials are staffing a coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. Remember that dialing 311 from your phone in Tacoma will get you the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line, and dialing 211 helps connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online.
In news from Washington State, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and FEMA will be deploying a military field hospital at Seattle's CenturyLink Field Event Center to assist the region's hospitals. 300 soldiers from the 627th Army Hospital from Fort Carson, Colorado, have deployed to Seattle to staff the hospital, which is expected to create at least 150 hospital beds for non-COVID-19 cases. The request was made by the Seattle mayor and the governor of Washington. The Department of Defense is expected to announce additional details regarding the military hospital in the coming days. Washington State Department of Transportation has announced that Washington State Ferry's Central Puget Sound routes will temporarily move to a reduced service plan as part of the state's response to COVID-19 starting Sunday, March 29th. That would be tomorrow. The state ferry call center is operating with limited service without ability to make reservations or assist with ticket purchases, but customers may still call 206-464-6400, that's 206-464-6400, for information. Amtrak Cascades has also reduced runs and routes and has suspended food and drink service aboard trains. Schedules can be found at AmtrakCascades.com. Funerals in the state of Washington may proceed at this time, but can only be attended by immediate family members of the deceased with social distancing enforced. The governor's office has prohibited real estate open houses and allows in-person meetings limited to two people only when necessary for a customer to view a property or to sign necessary documents.
Specific to Tacoma, multi-care hospitals are seeking donations of personal protective equipment and food at Tacoma General, Mary Bridge Children's, and Allen Moore Hospitals. Unopened boxes of masks, gloves, or gowns can be dropped off from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on weekdays at the hospital loading docks. Open boxes can also be donated, and the products inside will be placed through a cleaning process before they are distributed for use. MultiCare currently has sufficient stock of homemade cloth masks and does not require more at this time. Individually wrapped, commercially prepared foods, such as granola bars, can be used to provide hospital staff with snacks during their shifts. If a surplus of food is received, it will be donated to the local food banks. MultiCare does not have blood donation sites at its facilities, but encourages blood donation to shore up local blood banks, which are running low. Donors can schedule appointments through BloodWorks Northwest by calling 800-398-7888 or emailing schedule@bloodworksnw.org. And MultiCare has set up a COVID-19 response fund to support caregivers, provide access to care, and address needs that emerge during the pandemic. Tax-deductible contributions can be made on MultiCare's website.
Moving on to Pierce County, the Pierce County Aging and Disability Resource Center, or ADRC, is still open and is able to assist individuals with accessing services and support, unbiased information, community outreach, education and person-centered care planning and coordination to meet individual needs of older adults, and persons with disabilities and their caregivers. The ADRC can be reached by calling 253-798-4600 or toll-free at 1-800-562-0332. You can also visit pierceadrc.org. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department has increased COVID-19 case reporting. Their website now includes a link to an interactive map defining each geographical area in Pierce County and a FAQ explaining what they report and why. More information can be found at tpchd.org. So that's it for the announcements today. As I said yesterday, we're going to only be doing sort of briefing and news on the weekends to keep these programs short and limiting interviews to the business week, Monday through Friday. And I think one of my biggest concerns is trying to figure out what kind of small talk I can come up with for the next couple weeks next few weeks as I try to link all of these different parts of a show together. And I'm already feeling like I'm starting to run a little bit low, so I'm going to need to sort of...
You're going to need to brush up on that.
Brush up on that a little bit.
Your enrichment studying that you're going to be doing. But, well, I'm excited to hear next week from some small business owners, some of our local nonprofits and museums and things like that. So hopefully KTQA Daily Briefing will continue bringing you something to keep you connected to the community.
And we don't just want to bring you Becky's voice, or as great as it may be, or my voice. We want to bring you everybody from Tacoma. We want to be a mirror for the community. And so if you'd like to help out on this, we'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to help us out, or if you would like more information about anything we've said on this briefing, you can email us at daily@ktqa.org or call or text us at 253-330-8821. So that's all we have for today. If you need information, Tacoma's non-emergency line is 311. 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way. And again, our phone number is 253-330-8821. You can call or text us at that number. Thank you very much. Thank you, Becky. See you next week.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.